you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I went online to become a private detective. It was a private detective school online, and I paid online. I never heard from them again. I thought to myself, I either got ripped off, or this is my first case. This is a journalistic podcast, Shannon. We vaccinate our listeners with answers. And I'm going to keep lip-syncing the important questions until TikTok gives me a show. Shannon, how can the moon landing be real if the moon itself is fake?
It's not true, Mike.
Oh, isn't it true, Shannon? You're fake. You're a hologram.
1 in 5 New Yorkers are food insecure. What's your solution for that, Mike?
Fortune cookie. Because that's food and advice at the same time. Shannon, at least have the decency to backstab me, okay? You stab me in the front every time. Some fans can't watch the podcast because they're triggered by our sexuality. And message to those fans, we will leak a sex tape right into your mouth.
This is Mike Vecchione Investigates.
And you're not better than me. Welcome to another hard-hitting episode of Mike Vecchione Investigates. You're not better than me. For those of you out there sitting there on your high horse, you're not better than me. And thank you for joining us. I'm sorry, it's not Omicron. Something got caught in my throat, and it's probably because I was yelling at the fans. 42nd episode in ordinary time. I like to do it like it's mass. And we welcome you to the show. Thank you for all your support. It's been about 3 weeks since my Instagram has been hacked. And if you are out there, I will find you. I will find you on Christmas Eve hacking me. You have no respect for the little baby Jesus who is going to be born the next day. It's disgusting. I will get my Instagram back. I will get it back. So thank you for all your support and all of your messages on Twitter. People trying to help me, which I don't know if you're actually trying to help me or you're just another hacker who's trying to get the rest of my information because you know I was stupid enough to fall for a phishing scam the first time. You're going to follow up and take the rest of me out. So I'm not sure who to get back to and who not to get back to, who to trust, who not to trust. Even my closest friends are suspects at this point. And that includes Shannon, who sits protected behind glass in the other room. You are a suspect, Shannon. And I know you don't like that.
No.
But it's the fact remains that until you're completely investigated, you're not off the hook. You could have, I know how much you adore my pictures that I have, and you wanted nothing more than to probably steal them. So you're under suspicion. Big news hitting the podcast, hard hitting story. Natalie is sick with Omicron. Can we confirm that, Shannon, from the news desk?
That's confirmed.
Okay, can we put a picture of Natalie up? That's Natalie covering her face, which she should have probably been covering before she got this virus, if she would have done it. Look at her hands are so close to her face. It's probably what caused it. Mm-hmm. And let's go, Natalie, obviously very pretty. And let's go to after her getting Omicron. That's her after. It really is. For those of you saying it's fake, is that fake? Is that fake what just happened to her? We have a before and after. Let's go back, Shannon, because I don't think this should be lost on the fans. That's her pre-COVID. And let's go again, Shannon. That's her after COVID, okay? It's disgusting what this variant does to us. So stay safe out there. And I like when people say stay safe because they say it like it's they're going to hurt you. It's like you should stay safe out there. It's like, are you coming at me in some way? But because we've lost one Natalie, we had to bring in another very talented Natalie. Natalie Cuomo is joining us on the podcast, everybody.
Hi,
Natalie,
thanks for having
me. Thank you. I'm sorry for that big preamble, but our fans need to be coached up.
I loved it.
And at any time during the podcast, I know we're having a dialogue. That's what podcasting is, and it's reactions to stuff, but also a dialogue. If at any time you want to talk to the fans, just look at that camera and address them. Sometimes we'll drop everything on the podcast because there's a lesson in what we're saying, and we'll go right at the fans, and they appreciate it, and they don't mind if we're a little derogatory towards them. They have thick skin, contrary to what Shannon says, because Shannon's a millennial, and everything is very sensitive to her. So,
okay,
so we can go at them.
Okay.
They're
Hi.
Ready for
Hello,
it.
Hello, fans. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
That was that the way was you're nice. Supposed to speak to the
We
fans,
are
Mike.
Supposed to, and I do that sometimes, Shannon.
No,
and other times, they need to be talked down to.
When was the last time you were nice to the fans?
I'm always nice to the fans right from jump. But then again, sometimes we're talking about stuff, and they barely have their computer on, or they're listening when they're folding their dumb laundry, and they're not paying attention.
What are the cruel...
I'm trying to get them to live a better life,
what
Natalie.
What do you usually say to them that Shannon doesn't approve of?
I just say to them, you know, I just do little coaching techniques during the podcast where it's like, hey, get off your high horse and listen to this.
Okay.
Hey, stop what you're doing. Stop living off the government and really zero in on making yourself better. And Shannon hates that. Shannon hates that I try to...
Did you call them stupid? All the time, lazy.
No.
You don't want to isolate them. You don't want to alienate them, make them feel like they can't relate to you.
Is that a cycle of violence?
It might be.
I don't think it's that way. I don't think I call them stupid. I think that's fake, Shannon. I think you're brimming with fake news, and Natalie's not there because she's out with COVID to keep you straight. But I just think that I try to coach them up, and you're not used to my coaching.
You're tough
methods.
Love kind
it's
of
tough
guy?
Tough love.
Okay.
Natalie,
tough
you're
love.
Italian. You're raised
tough love.
This way, probably, I'm guessing.
Yeah, tough love.
Tough love.
Tough love.
So that's what we try to do. I mean, I know that you would understand it, and some people don't understand it. Some Staten Island people. Anyway, thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
I really
me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we're going to get into it. And anything, Natalie was with COVID. What else do we have right off the bat? Natalie having COVID. Is she okay, Shannon? I think that's important.
Yes.
In terms of compassion.
Yes. She doesn't, I don't think she has a fever anymore. She has mild symptoms right now.
Right.
So now she's just waiting to be able to test out of it so she can come back to work.
We have to test out of it.
Yeah.
It's Do you find that challenging, Natalie? I mean, you're probably very smart, but for somebody who is IQ challenged like myself, testing out of stuff isn't my strong suit.
Well, especially when the tests aren't reliable and
right.
you're not reliable, then
right.
it's even more tricky.
Yes, it's very tricky. How do you actually know?
It's you never know.
What's the difference between one line and two lines?
That's a very existential question.
Existential is a big word that sometimes our fans don't get. Shannon hates me for this. Our fans at home sometimes don't understand.
Tell them,
they don't
them,
have
tell
the intelligence.
Them, tell them.
I don't know what it is either. We have to look it up, though. Existential. Shannon, I can't see it. Concerned with existence, especially human existence, as viewed in the theories of existentialism. So what Natalie was trying to say,
it doesn't really have a meaning unless it has the meaning that you give it.
Right. But they're talking about human existence.
Right.
Which is a big thing.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
It means nothing.
It means nothing. Yeah. Or it could mean something.
If you give it that meaning, and that's the beautiful thing, is that you can give it the meaning that you want to give it. And that's what's beautiful about human existence.
Labels. Are you talking about labels?
No, I'm saying like...
commercially branding?
No, like this I'm giving this podcast meaning because
right.
I value spending time with you and Shannon.
Right.
And that's beautiful because, you know, in the context of everything, it's all very arbitrary. And this is a piece of wood and you're just a flesh sack.
You guys just got schooled. Did you hear what Natalie just said? You're a flesh sack. You're a flesh sack. And Shannon got on me, but I've never called you guys a flesh sack before. But Natalie has stepped up to the plate and said, stop being a flesh sack and get some consciousness about yourself and be a little bit existential once in a while. Stop just being a flesh sack. I'm on board. I agree with
that
you
That was 100%. Very rude. I should not have called you a flesh sack. You're not a flesh sack.
I'm not. I'm a flesh sack. I am a flesh sack, but I have consciousness in me. And then I took it to the fans.
No. No.
No?
No one's a flesh sack. We're all... We're human. We're beautiful humans.
We are beautiful.
But, you know, we give ourselves that.
Right.
We created that.
Is beauty only skin deep?
No, it's deeper than skin.
It's deeper than skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some people say that. I operate on the surface mostly of things. Very superficial. And Shannon knows that. Fortunately, we're a hot podcast. We're very hot. And people are turned on. Half the reason they watch the podcast is because of our sexuality. And I have a little bone to pick with Shannon also, that with Shannon, with Natalie, I'm usually the third hottest person on the podcast, which I don't like. And now that they brought you in, I'm technically the fourth hottest person on the podcast.
Okay.
So I've told her to start booking less attractive guests, and she won't do it. Maybe somebody with a scar across the face or somebody with chicken pox, Shannon.
I'm sorry.
Keep working on it.
I will.
Because I think that, you know, attractiveness is, it's superficial.
It's important.
It's important. Skin deep.
Skin deep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way? You don't. You feel it's deeper than that.
No, I don't. You know, it's so crazy. I feel like when you know someone, that what they look like changes.
Right. That is kind of true. I do feel that. That's a great point.
Yeah.
They actually, do they just change in your mind?
Definitely. Like, do you ever have feelings for someone and the feelings go away and you're like, oh shit, they were ugly?
Yeah.
Does that happen to you?
That does happen to
me. Am I crazy? Does that happen to you, Shannon?
100%.
You're like, wait, what the fuck?
There are people that I go back in my mind and that I have like had sex with.
Yeah.
And now that it's like years removed, I'm like, bleh.
But in the moment, I thought that because I was enamored by their personality or some energy, I was like, you're the sexiest person. How are girls not throwing themselves at you every second? And all my friends were like, okay. But then now that a little bit of time has passed, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's why I think just naturally attraction, sexuality is deeper than just, you know.
I think that's true. I think that's actually true.
So I convinced you of something.
You've convinced me of something, but I still think it's very important to be to have outer beauty, to be good looking on the outside, which we all are, and we have nothing to worry about. But the thing you said about somebody changing, I look at it the other way, as in terms of, like, if you love somebody, then they eventually become even more and more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a stranglehold on you and tell you to stop talking to your family, and they isolate you emotionally.
Wow.
So it spirals. They use it against you. I feel like once they know they have you in that grip, it's like, why are you talking to your mom? What are you talking to your mom for? And it's like, I'm just talking to my mom. She's 82. And it's like, hang up. I need your attention. And it's like, they use their attraction in order to manipulate. Do you find that sometimes, Natalie?
I can see how someone might do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that you're in that situation.
I'm not in that situation right now. I'm just saying it's possible to be in that situation where someone has their sexuality intact. They've expanded it in order to grasp you mentally. And then they use it to manipulate you into whatever evil plans that they have. Do you ever notice that could happen?
Sexuality is a weapon.
It's a weapon. Do you find people are using sex as a weapon more now?
Yes.
With Instagram, which I don't have anymore?
Yes.
That's probably why they hacked me.
Why? Because you have too much sex appeal?
Too much sexy. The last picture I put up was me at age 7, and I think that pushed them over the top.
It's very sad, but there are a lot more sexual predators out there and child predators than you would expect, so that may have pushed them over the top.
And for those of you out there who might be sexual predators, turn this podcast off. We don't want you. We don't want you here. Sexual predators. And you know, sexual predators are also people who flash other people, which I find as long as you're not flashing kids, if you're flashing just other people, I find it to be kind of hilarious.
Have you ever been flashed?
Yes.
Really? Like, by a stranger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it.
What happened?
It's existential. It was in a road trip, and I was on the way to Florida, and we had a sign that said, show your boobs, you know, to passing cars. You know, Florida's a long trip.
Wow.
And this is before, you know, Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know better.
Mm-hmm.
And show your boobs, and a girl flashed us.
Wow, that's so nice of her.
Yeah, it was really, really sweet.
How were they?
I mean, fantastic. I mean, beggars can't be choosers. So whatever she showed, we were like way on board with.
Wow, so that's very fun for you and the boys.
Great.
That's very fun.
And I was literally 13 at the time.
Wow. Yeah, first set?
Is that a genius thing? No, that's not the first set I've seen. But show your boobs as a sign.
Beautiful.
In on a long road trip.
Beautiful. Where do you put it in the car? On the.
You just keep it and then put it up. You don't want it.
You don't want
older
it
woman
the whole time.
And then also it's like, so it's consensual. You go, show your boobs and then question mark.
If you consent in italics on the bottom.
Right. Well, unless we can't turn it into a legal
document.
It's not cute.
It's not cute. Sure. Every time a guy has been like, is it okay if I kiss you? I've automatically been like,
right.
No, yeah. Now it's not. It was, ugh, now no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, of course you should have consent, but you, ugh. Of course you should have consent. This is coming out wrong. You have to have consent.
Right, but there's got to be some spontaneity in the moment. Like, take some, what do you call the nonverbals? The nonverbals in a woman, you know? Shannon hates that also. You guys both hate the Socratic method of dating.
Well, I think there should be verbals. There should be verbals, but it has to be sexy, and it has to be... There's an art to it.
Right. There's an art to it.
Shannon, what do you think? Am I crazy here?
No, I'm 100% behind what you're saying.
There's consent. There's verbal consent, but you can't be... It's really an art you have to master. It's something I would investigate if I were you.
Well, I'm trying to investigate it right now. What are you guys trying to say, basically? I mean... I'm looking at body language. I'm trying to determine how the date is going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go in for a kiss, you can always pull away, and that's not pleasant.
Mm.
And that's going to probably spark an existential discussion.
Maybe you could say, like, wouldn't you maybe talk about feelings or maybe give a compliment, see if it was reciprocated or how it was
Your
received.
Lips look really dry and it looks like they need some another person's saliva all over them.
Yes.
Is that a good one?
That's
Is that a way in, Natalie?
It's a way out, that's for sure.
It's a way out.
Yeah, Natalie.
Natalie.
First one of the show.
It's the first one of the show.
Yay!
But it's that's a good win, Natalie. But it's also how you start a dialogue.
Well, you could start, you know what? Lewis's sister has given me this really good advice, and I try to apply it to everything in my life.
Okay.
Less is more. Right. Less words. Less words,
right.
Mike. You had too many words in there. How can you reduce it? So maybe it's 5 words, 3 words.
Spit take? Can we do a spit take into your mouth? I'm trying to get the... Thank you, Shannon, finally... She was mad because I brought my own coffee. Hidden agenda held it against me.
You said
didn't
I was
get
a
horn
suspect
until...
in your hacking.
Suspect in my hacking.
That's
and
crazy.
I will not back off that. Now, Natalie suddenly has COVID. You guys might be in on it together. She might be enjoying my pictures as we speak.
I think you could just keep saying Natalie while I'm sitting here. It's so confusing for me.
Okay. Not Cuomo.
But I know it's not Cuomo.
Yeah. It's what's Natalie's last name? Something else Italian.
Yes. DiCicco.
DiCicco. We got a DiCicco and a Cuomo. One more Italian, we can start a pizza place. Thank you, Shannon. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at rockauto.com. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has the same access to the incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Mike Vecchione Investigates. rockauto.com. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Natalie, let's get back to intimacies.
Okay.
Because there's an existential point that we are trying to make to our fans who are probably alone and touching themselves. Now, listen to me. How can we break in? You guys are being very, both of you.
Break into what?
break in, break the ice. Mm. You're both being very vague about this whole thing. Mm. I heard a compliment. I need something concrete, and I'm writing the word down. Concrete, that our men out there, because this is an investigation, but it's also a teaching tool, give us something and look into the camera to tell us something concrete that they can do. Maybe a gentle hand touch for consent. Is a hand touch, and then if she pulls away, if she yanks it away.
No, the touching is still...
It's still, you need consent for that?
Verbal. Before we have any physical contact,
right.
Maybe just some sort of, you know, verbal communication about what's going on.
Right. What is going on?
Yeah.
I'm aroused. You're aroused. We're at a restaurant. Dinner. I'm going to get the check.
For example, maybe on a first date, I'll be at dinner. I'll look at the guy and I'll say, I'm aroused. And that's a good way that's a good way for me to tell him, you know.
That you're going to order the veal. You're going to order the most expensive thing on the menu. Is that the way to get into it? I'm going to order the most expensive. I'm aroused.
Yeah.
Get me a steak.
I'm aroused. Get me a steak. And then you won't be Venmoing me for half later.
That's the worst. I know that makes Shannon go dry when they split the check.
Yes.
Have you been with guys who split the check?
Not as of late.
No. Now.
Now?
Not now.
Not now.
Not now, obviously, but when you were dating.
Yes,
when you were in that dating
course,
world. The split the check guys.
Yes.
The Dutch.
Yes.
The Dutch. Do you want to go Dutch on this?
No, that's absurd.
I mean, it is absurd. I'm against it, too. And for those of you going Dutch right now, cut it out. You're not bowling partners.
Well, if you can't afford the date, if you can't afford to pay for the other person,
right.
Go somewhere cheaper.
Well, I just do a picnic.
A picnic
is a nice shortcut.
Oh my God. I went on a Bumble date. This guy, he got a baguette. He got some brie. He made a cocktail that he was like, "What's your favorite fruit? What's your favorite alcohol?" He made this whole cocktail, and it all probably cost him $20.
Right.
But he made it seem like it was very thoughtful, and it might have been.
Right.
But there are ways to, you know, beat around the bush here if you want a cheap date, but you want to seem thoughtful and romantic.
Right. Well, he seemed thoughtful, you know, but it didn't work out.
No.
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 Because he seemed thoughtful, but he wasn't thoughtful.
I mean, we'd all prefer to have a real meal, but
yeah,
we'd have preferred to have some protein.
Yeah.
But we, you know.
I mean, it's called the food pyramid, guys. You know, that's what the woman needs when she's on a date. When in doubt, you feed her according to the food pyramid.
Mm.
Okay, she needs a certain amount of vegetables, a little bit of protein, some grains. You know, all of these things are important. Just Google food pyramid, and that's what the meal should be.
Do you feel, like, awkward eating on a first date?
Mm-mm. I think you should go for it. I think appetite is a good indicator of sexual appetite.
Really?
Yes.
That's like comfortability with the
comfortability.
Person.
Comfortability. I'm
really?
Going to have a pasta. Yeah, I'm going to really go in all courses. You know, I'm not going to hold back at all.
Maybe if you have a pasta and a steak, maybe you're not going to have the best sex in it because you'll be a little weighed down, kind of in a food coma. So maybe it's not an indicator.
Well, I don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted that we're going to have sex. We may have sex and we may not have sex.
You might cuddle.
I don't know.
You might cuddle.
You might cuddle. And it might be my idea. Might be my idea to cuddle. She's grabbing at me. I'm like, wait, there's feelings here. There's existential feelings here. I'm not a sack of meat.
No.
I'm conscious.
No, yeah.
And I'm conscious of what you're trying to do to me. And you're trying to use me as a sack of meat, but I'm not because I'm conscious of it.
Existentialism is a humanism.
Existentialism is a humanism. Natalie, this has been intriguing, and I just think that we need to get to some fan questions because there's a structure here, and the fans want to know.
I'm
stuff
so sorry.
About us.
Please.
Okay, let's go to fan questions. Question one: is it important to date somebody that has a nickname? You're dating Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
He's well known as the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Mm-hmm. What's your nickname in the relationship?
What, babe?
Babe. I'm writing that down. Italian babe? Provolone babe? Something? Because he's a Puerto Rican something, and you're just babe.
Oh.
It's like, should you be something?
Like,
should be prosciutto?
Babe! But he's called all right, a specific Natalie nickname.
Yeah.
He calls me Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl. That's okay. Now we're dealing with it. Squirrel Girl. And is that because you steal stuff? You steal from the cupboards or late at night? What's the squirrel thing? Because it's... my mom, when I was home, my mom lives in a condo, a gated community. I'm not bragging. But she lives in a gated community. She takes the garbage out. She goes, I'm like, Mom, I'll take the garbage out. She's 82. I take it out. And she goes, you can't take it out at night. They're squirrels. And I go, what are the squirrels going to do to me? Number one, how'd they get in your gated community?
Mm.
This is supposed to be gated. Mm-hmm. And number two, what are squirrels going to do to me? And she's like, rabies. She lists all this stuff. She's Italian, right. And she's nervous about everything. So is it that kind of a squirrel? A rabies-infested, wild,
it's a cute
feral?
Squirrel. No,
you're a cartoon squirrel?
It's a cute squirrel. He calls me a squirrel because when I wake up, it's mm-hmm. very sudden.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
yeah.
Like that?
Right.
Like it's just very sudden. And then I eat a little bit like a squirrel.
Right.
So he calls me Squirrel Girl.
That's pretty great. It's great that I mischaracterized it completely with my... See, I had my own idea of what
yeah,
a squirrel was.
Yeah, we all project onto things.
And then you said, no, it's
like a cute, sweet
yes,
squirrel. Like a
cute.
Superhero squirrel. Like there is a superhero named Squirrel Girl.
Right. Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have this is a 9-part question. Your nickname is Squirrel Girl or Babe. Puerto Rican rattlesnake is both interracial and interspecies.
Wow.
Do you get credit for, I know the interracial thing is hot today, but do you get credit for the interspecies? You're dating a rattlesnake. You're a person.
Hmm.
There's a religion called snake handling, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into it.
Yeah.
But dating a Puerto Rican rattlesnake, you might be.
It's not so much that I'll get credit for the interspecies thing, mm-hmm. but when I'm planning meals or doing things around the house, because, you know, we live together,
yes.
things have to be done a certain way when you're living with someone who is a rattlesnake.
Yes. That's
so
a great point.
It's more like I have to incorporate it into my life a different way.
Yes.
And you have to, there are different ways of being a good partner to a Puerto Rican rattlesnake versus a regular human.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And how long have you guys been living together?
Officially living together would be like a little over a month.
A little over a month. And you're still in the adjustment period.
Of living together?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have like a little bit of a system.
Why
down.
Did your voice go up?
What do you
yeah.
mean? What do you mean?
Your voice went up.
What do you mean?
Your voice went up. Yeah, it's a little bit. He leaves a bathroom a mess. That's what it says to me. He leaves
course.
A bathroom. He leaves his clothes all over the place. Your voice went up, Natalie.
Yes. I mean, yes to all of those, of course.
It's an adjustment.
No, it's not that. It's like the biggest adjustment for me would probably be the distance from the house to the city.
He's isolating you.
But I think that we have like a good dynamic living together. And I think that I have a good like... routine
right.
in terms of like housework, my work,
right.
everything. And I feel like I'm getting it all figured out.
Well, it could be that I projected there because I'm living in a new situation
mm-hmm.
with Katie Hannigan since mm-hmm. July.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a little bit of adjustment as far as people leaving stuff, certain places where you shouldn't
people?
Be leaving stuff. And I'm talking in generalities as to not hurt anybody's feelings. But people will leave their clothes out and I'll be like, what's going on over there? And she'll be like, don't go in there. Don't go in there. And I'll be like, it looks a little sloppy in there. It looks like there's stuff being left out and it shouldn't be left out because there are drawers for a reason. And we put things in the drawers. That's what we do. We don't leave things on the ground. Is it more convenient to leave things on the ground? Sure. But we don't do it. That's why we have drawers and hangers and closets.
Mm.
So I don't know if you've gone through the same thing where explaining it to somebody and then explaining it to somebody.
You know, I feel that when you kind of just take that, swallow that, I'll do it myself pill,
mm-hmm.
it does make things easier.
It makes things easier to get rolled over, though, because I feel like the other person then puts themselves into a place to become a bully. Do
no.
you ever feel that way?
No. You just split up responsibilities differently.
On paper. But what happens on paper is different what happens in practice.
Hmm.
And some people need to be called out because it's call-out culture. And I would call them out on Instagram, but mine got hacked, so I usually do it on Twitter now.
You call your own girlfriend on Twitter?
Call her out.
I don't believe you.
I have to call her out sometimes.
I don't think so.
Someone left the cupboards open.
The cupboards open? That's your problem?
Yes. Cupboards need to be shut.
The thing about...
You open them. Even a squirrel knows this. You open them to get a little nibble.
She doesn't close
And then
close
you close
the
them. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she'll leave them wide open.
So?
Wide open.
Mike, I'm beginning to think that you're a little sensitive.
I'm a little sensitive. I just like my cupboards closed. I like things in their place. I don't know how you live. I don't know how little baby squirrels live.
To be honest, I keep the house nicely. And
you keep it nicely.
And I keep and the family comes, you know, his sister, his aunt, the kids come over. And his aunt and his sister go, wow, Natalie, you always keep the place really nice.
Wow. Did they give him any credit for keeping it nice? Maybe it was him who keeps it nice.
No, they know that it's me.
They know it.
They know I keep it nice.
Okay.
And they say, good, Natalie, you keep it very nice. Thank you.
Okay.
The credit I'll give him, he did get me a, he got me a vacuum, which helps.
He got you a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Roomba? Is it
one
that
does
that?
Yeah, it's a Roomba, yeah.
It's a Roomba.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I'm jealous. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm a man, and I'm vulnerable. On this podcast, a lot of it's about vulnerability.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm jealous of you being called Squirrel Girl and him being the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, because those are two great nicknames. So I'd like to think... of my own nickname. I'd like to run a couple past you, get your reaction. Mike the Macaroni is ready, Vecchione.
That's good.
Mikey Marshmallow Vecchione, that's if I gained weight and let myself go.
No, no, no.
Handsome Mike Vecchione.
That's good, Handsome Mike Vecchione.
Handsome Mike.
Handsome
they just
Mike.
Call me Handsome Mike. Mikey Two Meals Vecchione. That's, I'm doing fasting. I'm only doing two meals. Mikey Bitcoin Vecchione. That's if I put all my money
no.
into Bitcoin and I just put all my energy into
no,
it.
No, no, no.
If I joined the circus, they'd call me Three Ring Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
My favorite was really Mike the Pass the Macaroni Vecchione.
Mike the Macaroni is ready Vecchione.
Mike the Macaroni is ready Vecchione.
That's
that
a good
and
one.
Handsome Mike were my two favorites.
Okay. All right.
But if you have more, we'll listen to them.
Maybe next week. But I mean, this is only, I can only brainstorm this much.
All right.
Mike the Macaroni is ready is great. Shannon, do you want to weigh in here?
That one is, I do like that one. However, if it's a nickname and someone is trying to get your attention, it's going to be a little time consuming to be like, hey, the macaroni is ready. That's what they're going to say to you. And you're going to be like, right. Oh, it is. And be like, no, I'm just trying to get your attention. It gets a little confusing.
They could just say Mike, though.
But then what's the point
this
of
this? This is more of an introduction. This is more of an introduction thing, like I'm coming to, maybe I could, when I'm 50, I could fight at Skankfest, and I could be announced this way.
Yes, because no one's like, hey, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake,
yes.
Over here.
Right, Natalie.
Right.
And Shannon somehow missed out on that.
Or like your lower third, Mike, the Macaroni is ready, Vecchione, and little quotation marks.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like that's how I get announced to come out.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. I'm sorry. We're 31 minutes in already. This has gone completely bananas. We have to get to some of these. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at Yo Delta. Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high? Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, guys, let's get back into it. If you are not related to the former governor of New York, Natalie Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, for those of you who are living under a rock, who are you related to? Are there other Natalie Cuomos out there?
There's one who has the Instagram Natalie Cuomo, and I'm Natalie Cuomo underscore.
That bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
She probably hacked me.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but she sounds like a hacker.
I don't know.
What is she up to? Do you ever look at her page and go, bitch, you're not me?
I think she's private. I think she's private and she's not me. And she's,
you better keep it private.
She's doing whatever the fuck she wants. She has brown hair and she's chilling.
I see it right now. And she has like...
And she better keep it private.
She only has... No, it's not private right now. And she... Do you want to see it?
She went public?
This motherfucker.
This B. I'll tell you what right now. I just, show her.
359 followers.
I mean, this bitch.
Oh my God.
She should be the one with the underscore. I should be the one... Without the underscore.
Oh my God.
This is crazy.
Look at her. She looks, she's looking at us all sexy too.
Just give me the regular Instagram handle, girl, please.
Have you reached out and tried to do it? Tried to get it?
No.
She needs to get canceled, this one.
I can't be the one to reach out to her.
Shannon, can you put that back up because we're not through trashing her yet? Okay. That picture with a dog, that's her only friend. Okay? That's her only friend. Aww. The rest of these people in these pictures are probably paid. Okay?
No.
Give up the Instagram, Natalie Cuomo. This is the only real Natalie Cuomo, and you know it. And you're taking and you're holding it hostage. This is a form of hacking. Give it back.
It's my identity. It's identity.
It's her identity. And give it back.
It's the only thing I have is being me.
That's right. You're not this Natalie Cuomo. The better Natalie Cuomo. Sorry, sometimes we have to... She's probably watching.
She's a fan.
Let me go to the Mike Vecchione's because there's three other Mike Vecchione's. And there's the Mike Vecchione, the district attorney. Shannon, can we get a picture of him? He tried a bunch of mob cases and as a district attorney, Natalie, of Brooklyn. And my fear was that one of these mobsters that he put away is going to get out and kill the wrong Mike Vecchione. Yeah, that's him. And I've talked to him on the phone. He's actually a very good guy. He taught at John Jay College.
You talked to him on the phone? About what? How'd you get his number?
I got his number because I was doing a show, and he left his card because he saw my name, and then I called him, and we had a dialogue. I'm actually interested in all this mob stuff, but he was a great mob prosecutor. He's a great guy. He wrote a couple books. I read them. Yeah.
My uncle was in the mob. His name was Babe Cuomo.
Babe.
He died.
Oh.
I've never met him.
Multiple gunshots?
Natural causes.
Natural causes?
Multiple gunshots.
From Tony, Natural Causes DaVinzio? That's a good nickname for me. Mike Natural Causes Vecchione, if I was in the mob.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's one Mike Vecchione. He's a great guy. Let's go to another Mike Vecchione. And this guy who I go back and forth with because he's a professional hockey player. That's a younger, hotter Mike Vecchione. And he's a hockey player. He's like 22. He's very good. Actually, but when I do a Tonight Show, I go up first on Google, and then he gets traded, then he goes first on Google. It's really a...
Wow.
Dare I say it's a power play? Okay, so that's... isn't he a good-looking kid, though?
Yeah, he's no Handsome Mike.
He's no Handsome Mike. He's no Mike Macaroni
is
ready.
He's no Mike Macaroni is ready, Vecchio.
Thank you for saying that, Natalie. Mm-hmm. And that Natalie Cuomo is fake news. And you need to give back the handle, bitch.
Do you guys remember the Z Snap?
Yes. That was early 2000s.
Yes.
Yes.
But talk to the hand.
Yes.
Loser, loser, double loser, as if whatever. Get the picture, duh. Okay.
Talk to the hand because the face don't want to hear about it.
Ah, that's the vibe
that
I have today.
That was my favorite.
That's what I feel
that was
right
my
now.
Favorite. We're really giving it right now to these other Natalie Cuomos and these other Mike Vecchione, some of them who are good dudes. And this last Mike Vecchione is someone I never met.
He's watch me snap my hands in a Z formation, but okay, go.
What's that?
It was like, watch me snap my fingers in a Z formation. But okay, continue.
No, I like it. Do you want to do it for the fans?
No, I don't. Continue.
Don't turn away from us, Natalie.
No, I'm getting shy.
Okay. Why? The Z formation was really in 2008.
It was really in.
Let's go to Mike Vecchio and the marine biologist, Shannon.
Sorry, it's coming up. I lost the page.
Wow. I can't believe how many Mike Vecchione's there are.
There's a lot, and they're all more successful than
right
me,
one?
And it makes me bitter. Is that a marine biologist?
I believe so.
I mean, he's taking photos.
Yeah. Well, he's handsome, too.
Can I say?
Smithsonian National. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Smithsonian National Museum
of
Natural History.
Oh, yeah, that other
one
is him.
That's probably what I'm going to look like when I get a little bit older.
My concern?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name or something to distinguish you?
Michael Anthony Vecchione.
And
their all names are probably Anthony, too. It's a very common Italian.
It's my dad's middle name.
Mm. It's the best. It was between Michelangelo and Michael Anthony.
I love Italian culture.
Doesn't it flow off your tongue? We're the best.
But do you think... Yeah.
We are the best.
Are you 100% Italian?
100%.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's move on to other questions. We've gone through all the Natalie Cuomos and all the Mike Vecchions now, and we are exhausted from it. This is a fan question. Do you guys miss El Chapo? I kind of do. Do you, Natalie?
No.
You don't miss him?
No.
All the drama, all the escaping, all the interconnected tunnels. Who's your favorite drug lord now? There's nobody I can think of. This was my guy, El Chapo. Tiny's for short people, too. I love him because he's short. Everybody's so tall now. Women place a high priority on height. Right. This guy's 5'5".
Right.
Ran a drug empire.
Right. I can't really think of one now, but that doesn't mean that I miss him.
Right.
You think there should always be one that's...
One that we're like, oh, this guy's living. He's flooding the country with drugs. He's a multi-billionaire. He's flying all over the place. He's escaping all of us. You know, he's in prison. He's not in prison. He's in Phoenix. He's in Mexico. We don't know where he is.
It's like a reality TV show.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Don't you think it is, Natalie?
I guess it's a fun saga.
Yes.
To distract you from regular life. But now that there's reality TV, we don't need it to be the news.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
But what do I know?
Well, you know a lot. You, instead of watching El Chapo and getting his two little escapades, you'd rather watch Outdaughtered, which is a good reality show now. Isn't that the hot show, Shannon?
What is that?
Outdaughtered.
I see the commercials for it on Discovery Plus, but I haven't watched it.
That's a couple that had too many daughters, which, dare I say, in feminism times, is impossible.
How many daughters is too many?
There's a lot of daughters. Shannon, can we look that up? How many daughters till you get outdaughtered? A lot of our fans probably are sitting at home want to know that.
Are you going to have kids?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm up for it.
They might keep the cupboards open.
They have six daughters.
I would flip out.
Six daughters. That's...
Six daughters is a lot of... That's a lot of estrogen.
Half of
quintuplets in there, though. I think that's what makes it.
Oh, that's a quin. That's a four.
Five.
Quin?
Five.
No, quin is five.
Quin is five. What is four? Quad.
Yeah.
Qua?
Qua.
The French...
Are you having kids?
I think one day.
One day.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go one kid.
No.
You're going to...
I think one kid, one day.
One kid, one day.
Mm-hmm.
How about two kids someday?
Sure.
Three kids tomorrow?
No.
Damn it! Natalie, I had you. I thought I was going to play that verbal game with you and just get you into
it. I like...
And then we would have to notify Lewis.
Well, yeah.
Via email.
Would we have to?
We would have to via email, and then we would CC Ralph. Yes, digital. What do you guys think about when you're being swabbed for a COVID test? What do you think about, Natalie, when the person is swabbing you? It's unpleasant, and they go, this is only going to be 4 seconds. But my question to you is, what are you thinking about in that 4 seconds?
I don't know. I really am not thinking anything.
You go blank.
I mean, I guess I'm usually looking up. I'm feeling like it hurts a little bit.
Right.
I'm hoping that my nose ring isn't an issue.
Yes. The nose ring could be a huge issue. Do you leave it in just to fuck with them a little bit?
It's not to fuck with them, but I'm not about to take it out.
Yeah, because of your own freedom.
Well, no, because...
Your body, your choice.
Sure.
Damn it, I knew it.
It's just that it's a Q-tip. You can still... I have small nostrils, but you can still fit it in.
Right.
Actually, the only finger I can fit in my nostril is my pinky. No other finger will fit.
And if you're at home and you're aroused by that, cut it out, okay? Cut it out. That's not what she meant by it. We're talking about a serious disease and testing.
What do you think when they stick it out?
I pretend that it's an alien having sex with me.
I like that.
Isn't that pretty good? Because they always say when you're abducted by aliens that the aliens would have sex with you and you wouldn't even know. And they have sex differently, and that's how they could be having sex with you, by shoving the thing up your nose uncomfortably. And you're consenting to the test, but you're not consenting to sex because it's a different planet and a different realm. So are you really consenting to it? You're consenting to the test, but you don't know that it's sex, an alien having sex with you. It's very gray, the territory.
Extremely.
I also think, is this person attractive who's swabbing me because they're masked up and they have a spacesuit on?
It's so...
Are they good looking or not? Does
so
it matter?
Interesting. No.
It doesn't?
Not for that.
Okay.
Unless they are an alien fucking you.
Yes.
Then...
You... What about a new COVID test? This is my idea. I'd like to get your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
is a new COVID test. You go to a restroom and you pee on a urinal cake. And if the urinal cake turns red, that means you have COVID. And then the door locks and you're in the bathroom for 10 days.
No.
That way there's none of this, where are we going to put this person, blah, blah, blah. It's like you peed, it turned red. Now the door locks and you're just in there. And if there's somebody else in there with you, you're both in there until 10 days. And then you have to test out.
What about eating and like a place to sleep and all of that kind of thing? And what if the bathroom doesn't have a shower, your toothbrush, maybe some clothes?
Sleep on the floor. It's a bathroom, so you have access to water. You know, I guess they could slip food under the door.
I mean, can you really slip food under the door?
I guess they would have to cut a thing into the door in order to give like you your food.
Like a doggy door?
Like a jail.
No, I said like a doggy door. That's much cuter than a jail.
Well, because I would fear that people would try to escape through the doggy door, and there is no escape from quarantine. That'd be a good name for a movie. No Escape from Quarantine.
You know, I worked on a sheep farm and there were several sheep that were in quarantine. And I remember thinking, wow, it's crazy that these sheep are in quarantine.
Right.
Fast forward, we're the sheep in quarantine.
Fast forward, that is true. And you worked with sheep, Natalie?
I did.
I bet you slept really good because you could just count them.
I really was convinced, like when I was in college, I was like, I'm going to be a sheep farmer.
That's awesome.
I worked on 3 sheep farms.
That's really awesome. Were you a shepherd?
I don't know. I just like helped with like the rotational grazing and stuff, and I helped with the shearing and
rotational grazing.
Yeah, it was intensive rotational grazing. We set up like fences, and then we move them every day to like different pieces of grass
because they'll deplete the
land. They eat all the grass.
They eat all.
Then they move and they eat more grass. Yeah,
but they're good for landscaping, aren't they?
They are.
Aren't they being brought to certain like communities to just do the landscaping to graze that way?
I don't know, probably.
I think
that's
awesome.
They're adorable. They're so cute.
They're very cute. Do you feel bad when you have to shave them?
Well, I couldn't shave them. It's like it's an art. It's like hard.
Because they require
you have
fashionable
to like flip
haircuts.
Them over. Fashionable haircuts.
Yeah.
They want someone a mohawk, but really got to flip them over.
Flip them
tickle
over.
Tickle their tummies.
Did you help with that?
No. You have to separate them.
Yeah.
So I help with the separating process.
Because if they see one getting their hair cut, the other ones will jump in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's pretty crazy. And what do they do with the hair? The sheep hair.
Well, we have orgies with it.
Orgies with sheep hair? That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot. And now if you're at home and you're getting aroused, you should be.
Yes, now is appropriate.
Now it's appropriate. We tell you when it's appropriate. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it comes time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code Mike. That's M-I-K-E at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring Mike Vecchione Investigates. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Mike, question for you. What's it like to be the fourth hottest person on the podcast? I'm telling Shannon to work on it. Shannon, work on it. I don't want to be the fourth hottest. That's why Justin had to leave, because I need to shine, and I can't have another sexy person outshining me. My point was to, that's why I do the podcast basically by myself, because I had to eliminate anybody who's like threatening that. Me.
But this is a sexy podcast, Mike. We want hot people here.
Right, we do.
Have some confidence also, to want to be joined by hotness.
I do want to be joined by hotness, but I also don't want to be the fourth hot. This person said it. What's it like to be the fourth hottest? I don't want to be the fourth. I don't want to be known as the fourth hottest. Okay, I'm not the Ringo Starr of the Beatles.
I think that they're probably just, they know you're insecure about your looks.
And they really play on it.
And they play on it. You talk about how much it matters to you.
Yeah, it matters a lot.
So, like, similar to things, if I talk about being insecure about something, then people will push my buttons on it.
Sons of bitches.
So you should start
exuding more confidence.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't be talking about it, but...
It's hard
because I'm an open book.
I'm an open book. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Right. It's terrible.
It is terrible because the YouTubers, the people on YouTube, take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they go after people with us who are all heart.
They hurt us. They want to stab us.
Yeah. And you try to stab us emotionally. Not emoji in, not with emojis, but you stab us emotionally.
Emoji-ally.
And it hurts us. Yeah, you said it better. I couldn't get it
emoginally.
Out. Emoginally.
Yeah.
That's part of the existential journey that we're taking right now. Emoginally. And you have tried to stab us, but we are very resilient. So keep your comments positive for us.
We're resilient.
46 minutes in. Let's go situations. This is called reactions, Natalie. This mm-hmm. really happened to me this morning. My super texted me at 7:45 a.m. and said, there's a package for me in the lobby. I went down at 12 because I'm not up at 7:45 a.m. There's no package. What gives? So these are the options. There was no package and it was all a ruse. He doesn't like people sleeping late. Could be jealousy, bitterness. People at home know what that's about. There was a package, but it was stolen.
Mm.
The super stole my package and it's the perfect cover. Maybe he called. He's like, oh, I'm the one who notified you. And then he stole the package. Or the super is engaging in prison flirtation. I have a package for you down here. And he's pointing to his. Which do you think it is?
I would probably. So.
He is flirting, maybe.
The best case scenario would be that he saw the package and right. he took it into his house. Now that
yes.
he has it.
Now
best case
it.
Scenario. No, he has your package. It's safe.
It's safe, but he didn't say, he said, I said, there's no package down here, and he wrote, okay. So I don't know if he's got the package. Does he not have the package?
Was
there even
a
package?
Are you expecting a package?
No. But that doesn't mean Katie is not
expecting. Have you said, where is my package?
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, just maybe straightforward, where is my package?
Where is my...
Have you spoken to Katie? Maybe Katie went downstairs between 7 and 12 and got a package.
I talked to her. She wasn't home. She was in Atlantic City. She came back.
Mm.
So she goes, where's... there's no package. I told her the whole story. She goes, I might have a package from my mom. Mm. I don't know. But isn't that a good way to, flirt with somebody when, like, I got a package for you?
Yeah, I think
it
is.
Come on, man. Like, just be upfront with your feelings if you, want to be with me. And that's fine. I'm not available. I'm in a heterosexual relationship right now, living with my partner. But if you want to get with me, don't create this thing about, I got a package for you. I got something for you. It's like, stop with the games.
Well, I feel like a better move would be like, hey, Mike, my internet went out. Can I come over and maybe use yours a little bit?
Right.
He knows Katie's in Atlantic City.
Right.
Or maybe, oh, hey, can you help me with my internet?
Right.
Or something that gets you guys right. a little closer in
yes.
the same room.
Yes.
He's really got to be a little more, maybe it's 1 a.m. and you're kind of sleeping. You roll out of bed.
Right.
You're alone.
Right.
He's,
he's
so
hard.
Sorry.
I'm
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. 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 You were having a wet dream. Hey, so sorry to bother you. My internet went out. I need to call right. my mom. And you're like, no worries, call your mom.
Damn it, Natalie, you're right.
And you're like, you're sensitive just like a woman. Maybe I'll switch for you. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
And it's like, if you're going to do something like that, come in and we fix something and then maybe ask for a sexual favor or something.
Ooh.
And then I will feel like I have to oblige you because you did fix the cabinet.
Fix that fucking cabinet.
Yeah.
It's been broken for a while now.
It's been broken for a while now. And then who am I to say no to returning a favor for somebody who does something
productive? How broken is the cabinet? How much is he fixing it? That depends on the favor, you know?
Yes.
Like, if it's just a little broken, handy. If it's really fucked up.
The whole way. Home run. That's what we call it here.
Maybe it's not Katie not closing the cabinets. Maybe it's just them being broken.
Don't protect her. Don't wow. protect her, Shannon. Female woman power.
Wow.
Classic Wonder Woman syndrome. That's what I call it here.
Poor Katie's been closing the cabinets the whole time.
She hasn't been closing the cab. I've called her on it. I did a short video, which on my Instagram got hacked. You've hacked your friend's baby monitor, and now you're secretly raising her child subliminally from your own home, Natalie.
Huh.
What do you say to him or her? You're raising this child through the baby monitor, through subliminal messages.
Okay. I would definitely, you know, want the baby to be a good person.
Right.
I would definitely play music.
Yeah.
But I also want, if this isn't person, this is a, who is this person? My sister.
A friend of yours.
Friend. And do I have to be around this person?
Yes.
Why would I care about this baby? I mean, why would I put this energy and time into it?
Because you could have, it's your opportunity to create a loyal follower to you. Like, this baby's being raised by this mother, and you don't have to put up with any of the stuff of raising the child, but you could subliminally put messages into the child's head to be loyal to you. And then if you do this with enough children, you can create an army. Did you ever think about it on a mass scale, Natalie? The power that you could wield by, from this whole thing? Subliminally programming babies?
This is what I would probably wind up doing, okay? I would probably switch out the baby monitor with a Furbo, okay? The reason I switched out with a Furbo, which is a dog monitor, is because the Furbo, unlike the baby monitor, it throws treats, okay? I want something that's interactive and throws treats.
Okay.
So there is maybe more of an interactiveness
yes.
and a reward.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have treats turn maybe some sort of food or some sort of substance, maybe even a pill that I would acquire or have made at a factory that will make this person attracted to hormones that are like mine
right.
or something that's feminine, edgy, yet depressed. I would kind of make this baby drawn towards people yeah. that were like me.
Yeah, or drawn towards you so that you're like a princess and they're all your followers.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would do.
But so. I really do think that element of interact, like just hearing a sound
yeah.
is not as good.
Right. You want a pellet, something to
a
they
pellet,
can eat.
Something they can eat.
Yeah.
That will get in their system, and it's chemically insured.
Yes.
That they will follow me.
Chemical insurance. It's something that chemically goes into them, and maybe it's a vitamin or something that makes them super strong, but also loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're creating like a master race of babies
yes.
that are loyal to you.
Right. One day they wake up, they're like, "Mom, I don't want breast milk."
Yes. That's exactly, because I'm a power hungry. Shannon knows this about me, so I would do that exact thing.
It's actually, there was that really creepy documentary that came out
mm-hmm.
like 3 or 4 years ago about that neighbor that like molested that kid
right.
and he convinced her that she was abducted by aliens.
Right. Yeah, I do remember.
I don't know
that,
if you remember.
Like
and he played like a walkie-talkie of
right.
like aliens or something to her, and he kind of brainwashed
right.
her. I mean, she was much older, but it is possible.
It
what,
is
what
possible.
You're
I really do believe in subliminal programming. I do affirmations, and Shannon knows this,
you
knows
do.
This about me. I record them on my phone, and I'll listen to stock ones, and I'll put them on at night, and I'll sleep to them, and I wake up feeling like a very powerful champion.
Do you really?
Yes.
I've been told to do affirmations so many mm-hmm. times, and I cannot get myself to do it.
Yeah, you have to do it like it's a project.
It feels like, it feels so, I
you
can't.
You can't do that. You've got to take, that's part of taking the power back. You can't feel, you got to feel like, no, I am powerful, and I'm taking over the world.
Wow.
Yeah, if that's your goal. If your goal is to be empathetic, I'm very empathetic. If your goal is to be, whatever your goal is, like, you have to just like, and then you do them in a rhythm, too, where it's like a song. You know, you ever get a song in your head, you can't get the song out of your head? It's like that kind of thing. You do it in a sing-songy kind of way. Short, concise, sing-songy, and you just keep repeating them.
You
I
find-
do it when I walk. I do it at night. I do it first thing in the morning. At night, first thing in the morning, because you're in that delta, your brain waves are very open to that. You're in a half-dream state, so it influences your mind. I recommend it.
Do you do it? Do you find it's more helpful with your voice or listening to someone else?
I used to do the one that was just a general one. It was called Extreme Confidence. and I would just do it. So that was helpful. But my own voice, because you could tailor, the whole thing is to tailor make your own to whatever right. your weaknesses or whatever you want to achieve. So I'd recommend doing it. I have the app. I can send it to you.
Wow.
But you can record it on your own thing with music in the background. And it helps you to, first of all, there's a relaxation body scan, and then you go into it, and it's no longer than 8 to 10 minutes. It's just like, it helps me sleep better. You
that
know?
Sounds good.
Like counting sheep. Okay. Sometimes there's a horn, sometimes there's not a horn. We can't lobby Shannon because Shannon's an independent thinker. And someday,
sometimes it deserves a horn, sometimes it doesn't.
And sometimes women can go into space and be astronauts, and sometimes they can't. Right, Shannon?
I feel like that's a threat.
Oh, do you feel like it's a threat, Shannon?
Mm-hmm. A threat?
Yeah. He's starting to.
Did that feel like a threat to you, Natalie?
Because you don't understand.
It felt like
Natalie.
A knock on women. It didn't
Is
feel
it a
like
knock
a
on women? I said sometimes women can be astronauts, sometimes they can't be astronauts.
Like he looked at me when he said sometimes women can't be astronauts.
So he was saying like, oh, you can't be an astronaut.
Right, because I didn't play the air horn for his joke.
My affirmation is to be a better person to Shannon on this podcast and for us to get along. My affirmation is that me and Shannon get along. My affirmation is that me and Shannon get along. My affirmation is that me and Shannon get along. My affirmation is that me and Shannon get along. Okay, Natalie, let's go to the next one. You're high-fiving people at the bottom of an escalator. I often do that because I want to feel empowered. An older woman snubs you. What's your next move?
What do you mean snubs me?
They're coming down the escalator. You're high-fiving everybody, you know, because you want to feel empowered and connected to people. And then a woman comes and you go to high-five her and she turns a shoulder and walks away.
I mean, I probably wouldn't care, but there are times when I've cared.
Do you follow her for a chest bump?
What mood am I in?
You're in a, like, you're feeling good. Like, I do it sometimes where it's like, yes, you guys are, like, I'm connected to people. Like, you guys are great. I'm great. Like, it's like you're high-fiving people coming down an escalator, even though they chose the easy way out. They would take the stairs if they were, like, people who are actually
Maybe
working.
I follow her, I smack her on the ass.
I love that. I love that because it lets her know, you know, I'm attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're a sexual being.
And you're
submissive.
But
you're not being very friendly. Oh, and you're submissive. It's a power play.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You should know. You should know power play.
I should know power play.
Yeah, because you're powerful, remember?
I'm a very powerful person.
Yeah.
And I would say it 3 more times, but I think our fans get the message now. They finally get it.
Hope so.
That's a good way to go. I would never do that, but you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Second to the last one. You are in the mafia and a candle shop that you are trying to shake down refuses to pay. What do you do?
Obviously, I lay the whole thing on fire.
That's so great.
Obviously.
Oh, you guys like candles? Yeah. The whole thing goes up in smoke.
It smells delicious. Yeah. Like pumpkin spice.
But like, I think a good threat if a candle shop is not paying you is to say, look, I'm giving you a chance, but I have a very short fuse. Do you think that would be a good threat before you burn the whole candle shop down?
That was good. It was a good one.
That was a good one.
It was good, but it was good. It was very good.
Yeah.
It was very good.
But I like your idea of burning the whole thing down.
Yeah,
but there has to be a threat. There has to be a couple of threats before you go burn their whole place down because you want them to pay.
You say, better watch out or I'm going to burn the candle at both ends.
That's a great one.
Thank you. That was good. Shannon, that deserved it. Thank you.
Wait, I take it back. You're not allowed to ask for it. No, I take it back.
Okay. That was a good one. The candle's burning at both ends. You're burning the candle at both
ends. Come on.
Let's go to the next one. Someone asks you to watch their luggage at the airport, which is illegal, by the way. And if you're doing that, you belong in federal prison. You should never watch a stranger's bag. They make the announcement. Someone asks you to watch their luggage at the airport. How do you get out of it?
I would say no.
You say no?
Yes.
And women can say no now. And women can say no now, Shannon.
I feel like I don't know if this comes across in my personality, mm-hmm. but I grew up in Queens. I'm
right.
very good at telling strangers off.
Okay.
I'm a little too good at it.
Yeah, because that's a New York thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. like people from the Midwest, like I'm originally from Ohio. It's like we look at that as a, but you're very fast to tell people no.
And a stranger asked me like something that was inappropriate, it would not even be a question.
Miss, can you watch my bag? It's inappropriate. Watch my bag. I just have to run to the bathroom. I don't feel like carrying it all in there. Can you please, miss?
I'd be like, I'm sorry, I have to run.
You're not going anywhere. We're on the same flight.
Well, then I had already walked away.
Can I offer a better? That was pretty good. I'm not that good at just telling people no.
Huh.
So I have to come up with an excuse, and I have a great one. And I want to see how you feel about this one. Internal bleeding. Internal bleeding is a good way to get out of anything. Can you watch my bag? I can't have internal bleeding. Can you watch my cat this weekend? I'm going out of town. Internal bleeding. Please give me a ride to the airport. I have internal bleeding.
This sounds like what women do once a month. It's called our period.
Yes. But period is like, that's not going to let you off the hook so much because women are very strong and vibrant and they go through their lives. They go through their periods to live their lives and get a lot of things done, including possibly being an astronaut and going to space. But I'm saying that doesn't stop you. But internal bleeding says there's a real problem. And it's like, well, I can't see. It's like, of course you can't see it. It's internal.
Yeah, but are you going to the doctor? Are you going to get it checked out? Like, can you not do
anything? That's not your business. I have internal bleeding, Natalie. I'm going to explain it to you.
I don't mean to be rude, but if you told me, oh, I can't do this because I have internal bleeding, and then I saw you were hanging out with so-and-so, I'd be like, well, you're a fucking liar and an asshole.
How did you see that I was hanging out with so-and-so?
Because you posted it on Twitter.
And not Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great, I know you did that on purpose, mm-hmm. and that was a very sensitive thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. What's your astrological sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, do you know
we're very intense people, and we have crippling high blood pressure, and we also have internal bleeding.
You don't know your moon and rising.
It's it rises in the morning, in the middle of Uranus.
I'm not giving you a third one.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Before you, I have a couple others. Can you help me move? I have internal bleeding. And can you do my podcast? I have internal bleeding. And that's actually been used on me a couple times.
Can you do my podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I have internal bleeding.
I have internal bleeding. I can't.
Who said, wow?
I don't want to call out everybody.
It's crazy.
That, but that's been used more than once.
When
to
you
get
say,
out of this
can
podcast.
You do my podcast? Why can't you do my, just sit for 45 minutes and we'll talk.
Right. And let's have some coffee, maybe.
Can you do my podcast?
Are you asking me right now? Are you asking me right now, Natalie?
Yeah, yeah. Will you do my podcast?
I can't. I would, but I have internal bleeding. I have to go get it checked out. It's actually pretty serious.
I have to go. I have my period.
The answer, Natalie, if you're actually asking me, is yes. I will do your podcast. An hour and three, and this has been flying. Shannon, before we get to our topic today, and we haven't even got to our topic today, this is 4 hours, Natalie. You didn't know what you were getting into.
I love
it. You're probably going to be like, internal bleeding, I have to go, which is a great excuse. That our fans are probably going to use that now. Internal bleeding is mine, by the way. You guys, okay,
they don't,
you can
but the people
it.
In their life don't know that, so yeah. They can use it.
Yeah, but hopefully this gets more listeners, and it goes viral. And then everybody's saying internal bleeding. Before we get to our topic, which is exorcisms, I don't know how you feel about them. I don't know if you've ever been possessed by a demon.
Hmm.
I think that we should go to plugs.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Closers only.
Always be closing. Always be closing.
I'm going to have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the 5-star ratings and reviews. Thank you for being at the YouTube premiere every Monday. You guys are the best. Please continue to support the podcast. We work very hard on it. We bring the best comics and guests in New York City in. So we appreciate you and we love you. As you guys all know that I've referenced several times, my Instagram is hacked, but I'm at ComicMikeV on Twitter. And I'm trying to do stuff on TikTok and also YouTube. Check out my schedule for live dates, MikeVecchione.com. Shannon, can you put it up? It's the one thing I want to definitely plug is the Patrice O'Neill benefit, which is Tuesday, January, I want to say 18th. January 18th, Tuesday. It's still on. I don't know how many tickets are available, but please come to the Patrice O'Neill benefit January 18th in New York City. And there's a link for tickets. Also, I'll be in Aruba January 19th through the 31st. Plano, Texas, February 24th through the 27th. Supposed to go overseas for a USO tour March 7th to 18th. And then dates beyond that. Just MikeVecchione.com for dates. And also check out my other podcast with Greg F. Stone, The Macaroni Rascals. We talk everything Italian, macaroni, Goomba, Guido. You get it. It's a Patreon, so get your wallets out. And the episodes do get released for free later on, but please support us. There's two tiers right now. There's a $10 maximum tier, and there's a $5. The envelope is a little light. We appreciate anything that you guys can give, because we work very hard on that podcast also. The Macaroni Rascals. Thank you, guys. Natalie, what do you have?
You can follow me on Instagram at Natalie Cuomo _. You can follow me on Twitter and TikTok at Natalie Cuomo. Listen to my podcast, Help with Natalie Cuomo, available on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. I also have a podcast with Justin Silver.
Uh-oh.
I'm the new co-host of Neurotica. How fun is that? We've done 4 episodes so far. It's been a joyous time. We're
pretty
both
great.
Crazy. So check that out. But, YouTube.com/Natalie Cuomo. That's some great content. You're going to find some cool stuff. And, yes, I will be at Hyenas in Dallas January 28th. Get your tickets to that. That will be fun.
Very cool. All right. And Shannon, what do you have?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Wherever you listen to Mike Vecchione Investigates, you can also watch it live for free every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. The best way to support the show is to go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use promo code MVI. You'll get a 1-week free trial plus access to all the other amazing shows on the network, and it's risk-free. Also with that subscription, there are 3 new shows that are joining this month. They are Berg's Base with Aaron Berg, Zach Wild and JD DeServio of Black Label Society also have a show joining the network. And of course, Luis J. Gomez and Dave Smith's Yo MMA Rap has begun already. So you can already watch those episodes. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, and tell a friend. And if you have your own investigation to submit, you can send it into MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com. That's it.
All right. Those are plugs. And, let's go into our topic of the day, which is exorcisms.
Wow.
Natalie, what's your background with exorcisms? Did you grow up religious? Have you ever been, I know this is stepping on, I hope it's not stepping on Shannon's podcast, which is ghosts and bad dates and fights. Fights, ghosts, and bad dates. This is an evil demon that is possessing you.
Yeah. My parents were not religious.
No.
I grew up with no religion.
No.
I begged for religion. They said no.
They said no religion?
They said, if you want, you can go to church.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit.
Hmm.
So I never really experienced anything overly spiritual.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's your whole impression of the whole thing? Do you think a lot of them are fake? Let's go to the definition of exorcisms.
Yeah.
And really find out what it is. I'm having a lot of redness in my face today, which I hope those aren't broken blood vessels, maybe I'm possessed by a less healthy ghost. Exorcism is the religious or spiritual practice of evicting, which is a very New York term. You don't know religion, but you know evicting from living in this damn
sure
city.
Yes, I sure do.
Demons, jinns, or other spiritual entities from a person or an area that is believed to be possessed. Depending on the spiritual beliefs of the exorcist, this may be done by causing the entity to swear an oath, performing an elaborate ritual, or simply by commanding it to depart in the name of a higher power. The practice is ancient and part of the belief system of many cultures and religion. So for those of you who your heads are spinning in circles, going, what is an exorcism? If your head's spinning in circles, you might actually be possessed. But if you're going, what is an exorcism? That's what it is. Possession. Possession is three-fourths of the law. Isn't that what it...
Do you believe that someone can be possessed by the devil?
I do believe that. I believe somebody... I don't know if...
And do you think someone can be freed from the... I mean...
I don't really believe in hell, so I don't know if I believe in a devil, but I believe they could be possessed by something.
Like what? Like a desire for drugs?
That's a good point.
Like, I feel like people can be possessed by... Like, they can, like, not be themselves. Like, I feel like a lot of the times people are, like, possessed by addiction or, like, relationships or work. But I don't see... Like, you know, it makes me think of Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
It makes me think how everyone was, like, possessed by that character, kind of. But I don't know if I believe in anything beyond that.
A demon? Mm-hmm. A demon has taken over your soul? Mm-hmm. But what about, like, I like what you're saying, because I agree with that. You could be possessed by a mental state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever see somebody who's, like, addicted to, like, heroin on the street? It's like they're consumed with it. Now, technically, they can get out of it.
It's difficult.
It's very difficult to get out of it, but it's something that's possessing their mind.
Yeah.
So I agree with this, but evil spirits are a real thing. And I was watching this documentary, and it's on YouTube, so we shouldn't get a copyright infringement on it, Shannon. But it's on possession, and if we could play some of it, and then Natalie and I will comment on it.
Is this it, Mike?
Yeah.
This current affair thing. Okay.
Yeah. And let's just you know, chop it up, go through.
You don't see every night. First-hand accounts of real-life exorcisms from Catholic priests.
Can I say, if exorcisms aren't real, these are so many people having manic episodes.
Right.
It's very frightening.
It is very frightening. Whatever's happening to them, I would agree with you. But if I was a Catholic priest and I've kicked around going into the priesthood a little bit,
yeah, well,
I'll be honest with you.
There are some perks.
There are some perks to it. It's like you can't get married. You can't have sex. You take a vow of poverty.
You can have a little bit of sex.
You can't have any.
Well.
You're not supposed to have any of it.
They do.
They do. Or do they? Would you blame like if it was just sex with a woman, like a couple of parishioners, would you blame them? Would that make him less of a priest?
I don't feel qualified to speak on this, but I feel that agree that what makes you a priest is not sleeping with women, and you sleep with women, then makes...
You're breaking an oath.
Probably a breaking...
Yeah.
Like, if being married means not cheating on your wife, you cheat on your wife, you're still married, you're just a shitty husband.
You're not a good husband.
Yeah.
So I believe, you should take that oath. It's what you signed up for.
You're a doodler, and I like it.
I do. I
and you like calligraphy.
Out.
You like to write.
I'm
you
phonetic.
Like handwriting. Yes, yes.
Like
visual
it.
Learner.
I look at it and I absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I think a priest take an oath. They should not sleep with anybody. But my point is, no women, no money. You're trying to remove yourself from worldly things. So now you just have to focus on, you know, spirituality. You're in the spiritual world, basically, mm-hmm. and making people's lives better.
Yeah.
So that's what you're supposed to be doing. But if I was a priest and I cut off the women, Katie, and I cut off money, also Katie, I would only do exorcisms. People would like, Mike, we have a marriage on the dock today. Mike, you have to do a funeral as a priest. You have to do this stuff. I'd be like, no. Give it to somebody else. Give it to Father Pete or Father John.
Mm.
I am only an exorcism guy. Mm. I will only do exorcisms.
Mm.
And that would probably turn a lot of women on. And I would be like, no. I'm not doing that. Shannon, let's keep going with it.
Okay.
I've seen demons in action. Take a look.
It's a nice Jeep.
Like where is this?
Enemy of human salvation,
where in the world?
Acknowledge the justice.
I don't know.
Of God.
I got an accent.
A voice comes out of the living room. Get out.
By righteous judgment. Has damaged your pride and empty.
His back starts to arch and he's like,
depart from the servant of God, whom the Lord has made in his own image.
So he picks up the book and that baby voice again. He goes, I read this book.
Many will dismiss the idea of the devil taking possession of a person. But the priest in this tiny town near the border of Ohio and Indiana is now known all over the world.
Yeah, well, I think it answers Natalie's question. Ohio and Indiana is rabid with demons. who are possessing people, probably. And I happen to be from Ohio.
You are.
That I'm from Ohio, and a lot of the women in Ohio look like that.
No wonder Katie isn't threatened by your exes.
Okay, let's go, Shannon.
The enemy have no power.
Famous saints portray pretty extreme manifestations of the devil.
Actually, I have a sleep number bed that actually just does that.
But this vision claims to capture the authentic exorcism of a woman who'd suffered abuse before turning to drugs and prostitution.
So when an exorcism is performed,
you're right.
The exorcist is in charge of the scene. And nobody should interject or do anything. When I was appointed in 05, I became one of only about 12 officially appointed exorcists in the United States.
Father Vincent Lampert is one of America's few Vatican-trained exorcists, living there for 3 months to learn how it's done.
So during my time in
it's
Rome,
creepy as fuck to be an exorcist.
I'm an exorcist priest.
Was able to learn
it really creeps me the fuck out.
Ministry to those like, up against the demonic.
His stories of witnessing.
I've said this before, but it's like how I said to my dad, I was like, oh, do heaven and hell exist? Like I said that when I was a kid, and he was like, only on earth.
But it's oh, like, I do believe that.
But it's like, I mean,
I don't believe hell exists, but I do believe they're conscious states of being. Shannon, I know we're on a time crunch, so we can just wrap it up. Even though we
didn't even talk about
it. I thought you meant not watch it. I don't know. I just don't know which parts are like the good parts of it.
It's all good. That looks good. It's all good.
I should be the last person to believe that a person is possessed. Every other possible explanation needs to be exhausted before I make that determination. The very first step of the protocol would be for the person to have some type of psychiatric evaluation.
You have to fill out a form.
Those wanting help.
I think he makes a good point. You have to fill out a form online before you get your possession looked at. Even
well, demons are good at filling out forms online.
Demons,
it's kind of like what they're capable
of
doing.
And of course they're gonna lie about it. It's like, no, I'm not here, I'm not here, I'm not here. And it's like, okay, well, I guess you're good. It's like, I'm back. You know, it's just, it's, you know, it's misleading. We're gonna have to follow up with this with another episode.
I'm devastated.
I know. We got too much into the but I think we covered a lot.
I'm very chatty.
Like, no, we got it into a lot of the personal stuff. We had fan questions to deal with, which we did get, and then scenarios, day-to-day scenarios, which our fans rely on us for, and then we did plugs, and we did a little bit of an exorcism, but we have to get back into that because there's more to explore there. Natalie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And it was really great.
Thanks.
And Shannon?
Yes?
Thank you for being you, and I'm sorry we fought again. We've been having a rough 2022.
We have, but we always, I feel like it always comes back around at the end of the show.
It always comes back around as the last two people who haven't had COVID.
Oh no, you jinxed
we're
it.
We're unified. I knocked wood, Shannon. I knocked the noticeably smaller table here at Gas Digital, which Ralph had reduced because people couldn't fit in here with their coats. I'm sorry we had to cut the exorcism thing short, guys, but we have to move forward, and we'll probably cover it on another episode. But thank you guys for joining us, for Shannon, for Natalie Cuomo, and wishing well to the other Natalie, who is overcoming COVID and pretty soon is going to test out, which is something that's being said now, and she will only have one line in her test. She will be back soon. As the fourth hottest guy on this podcast, I wish you a good day, and thank you for joining us. Guys, thank you for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates. And if you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code MBI, you will get 1 week free. That's gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code MBI, you will get 1 week free. Thank you again for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates on the Gas Digital Network.